The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Rose Gray, in studio. Thank you for coming into the studio. My last couple hours, weren't nobody in here with me, so. No. What's going on over there? Try it now.
No.
There we go.
Hey, yeah. So I heard you were a little lonely in here with Evan, so I came in.
So I was teasing him, saying I brought donuts and cookies in, and you probably heard that, and you're like, oh.
Where are these donuts and cookies?
Yeah, I was lying. I was just trying to get them.
Okay, great.
So welcome to the show, another edition to go through, and I hear we're starting it off a little different than normal today.
We are, and we're probably going to do this for the next couple of weeks. We thought it would be fun at Fox World Travel to have an advisor on with me for at least part of the show each week, feature this advisor, what their likes are, where they're from, what their niche markets are, and talk a little bit about how they get into the business. So with that, welcome Emily Kilmer.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Oh my gosh. We're just so grateful that you woke up and joined us today.
I already got my coffee, got my breakfast in. I'm ready to go.
Perfect. So we should let everybody know that if you want to find out a little bit more about Emily or you'd like to put a face with the name, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under travel, you will find vacation travel, and then you will find a travel advisor. And if you type in Emily Kilmer, there you are, Emily.
Yep.
It says you started, you fell in love with travel when you were 12 years old, and we were just lucky enough at Fox World Travel to get you to join us by having you participate in a program, which is a vacation travel advisor training program. That was a year ago. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, so I graduated from that in November, a year ago now. And that was held in our headquarters in Oshkosh. So we did that Monday through Friday. And we had a few other advisors in there, too. So we just did a lot of destination training, learning about the different resorts. We had vendors come in and talk to us and got to learn about the different relationships that Fox World Travel has built with those different vendors.
And so now you, like several of your other teammates from that particular training class, have had some fabulous travel opportunities. So tell us about that most recent exciting one that you did.
Yeah, so I just got back in September. I did a California guided tour. That was with Globus. And then about a week and a half before that, I got to do a river cruise. And that was through Hungary, Austria, Slovakia, and Germany. That was my first time in Europe, and it's just such an amazing way to explore Europe, for sure.
And we just love to hear, and that was with Avalon, correct?
Yep, that was with Avalon.
All right. So, again, we talk about our good partners, and that's Globus Family of Brands sent Emily out to California to see a land tour would be domestically, but then also gave her and several of her classmates an opportunity to sail on the rivers of Europe. So we're trying to get Emily to be a much more well-rounded travel advisor, but Emily's got some real expertise when it comes to what we call in the business fun and sun. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's definitely a popular option, especially that we've had 70s this past week, but today with this rain going on, it's definitely starting to get in the mind of people that they're ready to go on that beach vacation. So the all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, Punta Cana, Jamaica, those are really popular right now. But there's also lots of opportunities to stay within the states if you wanted to go to Florida, go to Arizona. I really specialize in making sure that people get those beach vacations that they look forward to once the cold weather comes around.
So speaking of that, tell me, is there still space available? If somebody's got some flexibility, let's say mid-February through end of March, which seems to be prime time. Is there still space available on those very popular nonstops out of Milwaukee? But then also, because you are kind of in our De Pere area where we've got people who are willing to fly out of Green Bay or Appleton, what does the space look like for winter of 2023?
Yeah, so there definitely is space available. But like you said, March is definitely a popular time. So it is starting to fill up. Some of the charters have been filled, but there are still plenty available. So I would just have some flexibility with your dates, and you'll definitely be able to plan something for that February, March time frame.
Well, and I also see here by reading through your bio, which again, I recommend that everybody does, that you have some experience with Belize, which was one of my absolute most favorite warm weather destinations ever. It's off the beaten track a little bit, and it's not your typical Jamaica, Punta Cana, any of the Mexican destinations, which are all fabulous, don't get me wrong. But Belize has a special place in my heart and yours too.
That wait, hold on a second. That caught my eye as well when I was reading through her bio. When we come back, I want to find out about this snake man and some of the things that happened while you were there. Emily Kilmer on with us, a vacation travel advisor. Of course, Rose Gray always here. We appreciate that. And we'd love to hear from you. The WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose 923 on the way up to a high of 60 today. We are currently sitting at 57. And the wind is going to kick up to 50-mile-per-hour gusts, so that wind advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. So what's new? What has been released this week
that
we need to know about?
Well, a couple of fun things. First of all, our good friends at the, well, at the government, I guess, has decided that the TSA pre-check is going to go down in price. Oh. So while inflation is just making everything unaffordable right now, your $85 fee, which would get you the TSA pre-check for 5 years, is now down to 78.
Oh,
isn't that
go.
Crazy? And they're, what they're trying to do is encourage people to do it for the busy holiday season. Now, you'd have to do it now to get that qualified. But basically, I know global entry has been a problem, and I know we're going to get calls and texts on this saying, I can't get a global entry appointment, but it's much easier to get a TSA appointment. Now, those are two completely, not completely, two different things. But if you always wanted a TSA pre-check and you want to look for a bargain, let's call it a Black Friday bargain early, $78 for 5 years is pretty decent.
All right. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We do have a call here. Let's go to John in Oshkosh. Good morning, John. What's your question?
My question is, Rose, what company do you guys go through when you offer travel insurance for travel?
Well, our number one supplier for that is Travel Guard, which is AIG. They actually are out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's not the only reason we choose them. Every year, Fox World Travel goes through a vetting process because there are others out there, Allianz, Travel Assure, TravelX, Barclay, lots of other ones. But every year we decide if we're going to stick with them. And we have, for the most part, been with them for, I think it's around 8 or more years at this point. So they have several different policies that will protect you from cancellation insurance, give you cancellation insurance, because every vendor that we deal with is going to have some sort of, if you cancel before you go, the closer in you cancel, the more the penalty that you will pay. So it covers you for that, but it also will give you things that you maybe don't think about, like health insurance when you're traveling international, that you're not getting covered by either your provider here at home, or you're on Medicare and it's not covered as well. We also have some coverage for what we call medical evacuation, which people are like, oh, why would I need that? Because you do crazy things on vacation, like go off with Snake Man in Belize or something like that. And so there's also some coverage for that. So we have a number of different policies that you can look at. And if you look at our resources tab on our website, you will find an opportunity for you to actually quote yourself And then you can do that. Or if you just want a quote, one of our advisors can provide that. A lot of these quotes are going to be based on how much you're paying for the vacation and your age. And those quotes typically hold for 7 days. So even if you can't decide, you know, right then and there, unlike when you better make a split decision on an airline ticket, you've got a couple days to consider the quotes.
Okay. If you buy insurance, do you need to, I mean, you know, if you're going to cancel, obviously, you know, you don't want to buy it the day before you're leaving or anything like that. But
right.
What would you suggest, a couple months out or something like
that? Well, it depends, again, what you're trying to cover. If you're trying to cover for canceling for any reason, then or canceling for a medical reason, especially if it was a pre-existing condition, you have to have that purchased at least 14 days after you make your initial deposit. And of course, what that's doing is preventing people from having a pre-existing condition, then getting sick, and then quickly going in and, you know, trying to get something covered that they hadn't anticipated. But if you're just looking for the medical coverage itself while you are there and not the cancellation piece of it, then you can purchase that anywhere up until like 48 hours before you travel.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, John, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Tell people how to get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, so it's easy enough. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. You should find it rather user-friendly, I think. The banner at the top is pretty clear, and you can find what you're looking for there.
And you recommend travel insurance.
You have to sign a waiver with Fox World Travel if you don't take travel insurance, because we have people all the time that say, you never offered that to me. And so we offer it to everyone. And of course, it looks like something that, Fox is going to make more money on me. That is definitely not the primary reason why we are doing this. We are trying to protect you and your vacation investment. And I cannot think of one company that has canceled for any reason up until the day you go with absolutely no repercussions whatsoever. They all have penalties. They all do. And you want to protect yourself from that. That's the primary reason. And covered reasons like, I lost my job. You know, it's sickness, it's death in the immediate family. Immediate family is, as described, is quite vast, as a matter of fact. But all of those things can be talked about with your travel advisor. But look into it. When they mention it, don't just brush it aside and say it's not important.
855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you when we get back.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 935 Dayton Kane here with Rose, and we are taking your calls on the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Let's go to Paul in Pewaukee. Good morning, Paul. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. So my wife and I went on a cruise, land and sea cruise to Alaska in July. My wife got COVID, and we weren't able to do the cruise part of the tour. We filed a claim immediately when we got back, and we still haven't heard anything. That was in July. We still haven't heard anything. We left multiple calls for the claims adjuster dude, and he doesn't return our calls. No emails, no nothing.
So you have not...
If Rose had any advice for us.
So you have... So you don't even know if your claim has been processed and approved.
Well, we get... No, we... Send us emails and say it's under review, but that's for the past 2 or 3 months now.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, we do have a text that said that somebody filed July 20th and they're still waiting to get a claim processed, that they are experiencing, Travel Guard is experiencing extremely long processing times. Did you book that with an agent?
Yep.
Okay.
And we have, we've been in contact with other people that were on our cruise that happened, you know, they got COVID as well, and they've gotten their refund already.
So because you worked with an agent, this is what I would do. And what we should tell people is this. Fox is definitely an intermediary between the insurance company and you. And there's a lot we can't do because of HIPAA and because of a lot of other things. We can help. But what I would do is I would reach out and say, can you please get a hold of our rep? because we have an incredibly good representative from Travel Guard, and she should be able to work with her manager and get something to our rep who can see where the problem lies.
Yeah, I mean, we've reached out, you know, to customer service, and we keep getting the same response that it's, you know, and nobody calls us back. And
That's disappointing.
We don't know what to do.
Yep. So I would definitely reach out to your Fox World Travel or your travel agent, whoever it might be, and just say, can you work with your manager to please find out through your rep at Fox where this stands, and she can delve into that for you.
Especially if all of the other people on that trip already got their refund.
Then there's some weird little
glitch somewhere
along the line. Yep, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Rose, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Love to hear from you on that. So this time of year, people are really starting to think, I need to get out of here. I need to start booking my trip. Are we too late at this point?
Emily, our fun and sun expert that we had on in the first half hour, says not. I'm sure she would agree with me that flexibility is going to be a really important part of this right now. If you have specific dates that are probably tied into a school schedule and have something to do with spring break, you may not have too much to choose from. I find that if you can give them some flexibility, what if you left Wednesday to Wednesday and took your kids out of school for 2 days? What if you shortened your trip to 5 days instead of seven? What can you fly out of Milwaukee or Chicago? Will you only fly out of Appleton or Green Bay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I think the more information and the more flexibility that you can provide that travel advisor, the better they're going to do for you.
And the Contact Us page is a great way to get that started.
Right.
Whether you have most of your detail ready, so when you talk to them, they can get it. And you can actually plug a lot of that into the comment box on that Contact Us, so they're a little prepared ahead of time before they even get back to you.
Precisely. Yeah. The more you can give us ahead of time, the faster the process becomes. Because initially what happens is, if you reach out and say, I want to go to the Bahamas, that's all we have. Now that advisor has to reach out to you and say, how many people? When are you traveling? You know, can we talk budget? Are you looking for all-inclusive? All those questions have to be answered. The more information you can give us prior to the initial contact, the better off we're going to be.
Just like anything in life, right? Yeah. The more info you have, the more prepared you can be.
Just common sense.
Yes. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. I'm going to throw this text out there. Hopefully you can do it on the fly. I don't know. It's not typically in your wheelhouse, I don't think. We would like information on the Rocky Mountaineer to Banff Lake Louise. Banff Lake Louise. Does Fox Travel have anyone particular to help us with that?
Anybody. Anybody should know about the Rocky Mountaineer. We
really
sell a ton of this. It's a very high-end rail product that includes a stay at some pretty high-end hotels in Banff and Lake Louise. And we have good vendors, partners like Globus Family of Brands that Emily mentioned, who have packages already put together. So everybody should be schooled in that at Fox World Travel. So send an inquiry.
Wow. See, I learned something today.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's very, very popular, especially because it's Canada. And so people are feeling like, okay, I'm pretty close to home if something happens. And we still have some of those people that are a little bit worried about that kind of thing. It is spectacular. It is Jasper and Banff and Lake Louise and mountains and wildlife. And it's a lot of times the next thing after somebody does an Alaska trip, they might do that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're looking for that kind of experience. It's very high end. Rocky Mountaineer is so the rail system in Canada is called Via Rail, VIA. We've got Amtrak, they've got Via Rail. This is a privately owned concern that is, think Trans-Siberian Railway, but in the Northwestern motif.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. And that leads right into the fact that you guys don't just do group travel. We talk a lot about group travel. What do you guys all cover?
Pretty much anything. If you are doing something on an individual basis, we're there for you. If you've got a family, if you are the one, if you're the matriarch or the patriarch who's trying to organize everything, we can help you with that. We've got domestic trips. People say, oh, well, I can handle that part of it. Yeah, have you tried a Disney trip lately? And that brings me to, I should probably mention, our dream team. We love when we can just hand a booking off to the Dream Team. And they're actually doing a travel show November 16th at 6 p.m. I am a testimonial for the Dream Team. Who wants to do that? I find no pleasure in it whatsoever. People might say to me, oh, I love planning all that kind of stuff. I don't have the patience for that kind of thing. I don't have the knowledge and I don't have the patience. And when I go to Disney World, I want it to be stress and hassle-free.
There are a lot of things that can catch up at Disney, too. So if you don't know what you're doing, you'll miss out on an experience and you'll be more frustrated, possibly, than enjoying
it. And then you'll be talking to people in line and they're going to tell you, well, I've got this genie pass. And that's how I got into this ride that my 7-year-old is going to be sad if we don't do. And how'd you get the genie pass? And how'd you get your table reservations at this absolutely impossible to get in restaurant and all of those kinds of things. So you just really, really need the advice of an expert. We've got that. And then we do meetings and incentives, and we also do corporate travel. So business travel is coming back fast and furious. And if you had a bad experience or no experience during the pandemic and you are sitting with a boatload of unused tickets because you just let all of your people out in the sales force or the workforce book anything they wanted whenever they wanted, and now you've got a big a collection of unused tickets. We helped our customers with all that after the pandemic. And
there you go.
The
855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talks line. More of your questions coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:47. Going to be windy today. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. That wind advisory going on until 9 o'clock tonight. My name's Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We do have a text here that says, what is the difference between clear and TSA pre-check?
Okay, so it's pretty easy to differentiate. Clear is a privately owned entity, so it's not government. TSA is government. Clear is $189 for 5 years, and TSA, just as we said at the beginning of the show, reduced their fee to $78 for 5 years. Oh, Clear is $189 per year, not for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So Clear is owned by a private company, and TSA is a government program. So one difference is TSA has their own line. If you are TSA PreCheck, you go into a special line. If you're not TSA PreCheck, you've seen that line and wished you were in
right.
that line probably when the lines were long. With Clear, you get to go to the front of any line. There's a little section that says Clear, and there it funnels you into the line, but you basically are going ahead of somebody
in
a line.
It's like the Fast Pass at Disney.
Exactly. So, well, the Fast Pass would be more like TSA because kind of in your own private line and nobody's going to be mad at you. With Clear, it funnels you in and you're stepping
you're the top of the top.
You're stepping in front of somebody, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So one program doesn't necessarily replace the other one. They work in kind of conjunction. But Danton and I were talking off the air. There are credit cards that give you back your Clear or your TSA or your global entry costs if you're at a certain level. Now, I think the global entry, which is $100, I think you got to be like Platinum American Express or Chase Sapphire or something. But you should do some research, if you're looking to do it anyway, to find out what your credit card benefits are when it comes to these programs, because they're out there and you should take advantage.
I should do that anyway, just with my credit card, so I know if there are any perks I'm not using that I should be.
We have people that say to us all the time, oh, I'm not going to take the car insurance when I go to Italy because I know I have car insurance through my credit card company. I'm like, you know what? Probably better give your credit card company a call and find out. We honestly had a true story. Somebody did have credit card coverage in Italy, which is shocking because in Italy, you have to take theft insurance. It's mandatory.
Okay.
And that wasn't a part of it, so that was a whole different story. But he had the car for 16 days, and the credit card provided travel insurance on the car rental for 14 days. So he was driving around for 2 days without insurance. Nothing happened, but found out afterwards. So
FoxWorldTravel.com has all the information. We have one segment coming up next. Get in touch with us, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here as well. Thanks for listening. 5 minutes left. Let's get into it. So the Give the Gift of Disney virtual travel show coming up on November 16th.
Yeah.
What else do we have to look
so
forward to?
So there's a couple other things that happened, actually. If you go to the resources tab and you will see vacation travel shows and events, you can see where you can sign up for that Disney Give the Gift of Disney travel show. But just to the right of that, you will see 2023 Europe Collection Fox Group Vacations. Colleen and I basically took what is still available for 2023 and did a virtual event. Just she and I did a go-to webinar, recorded it, and put it out there for you.
So you
can see what's still available for 2023 and look at it at your leisure. I love that. Yeah. So it was a fun week. Our good friends at Royal Caribbean, gotta love Royal Caribbean. They are bigger and they do big things big in a big way. They go big or go home, I guess. They released all the information about their new Icon class of ships. And the first ship that's going to be sailing in that class is called Icon of the Seas. And its inaugural sailing is January 27th, 2024. Get this information. This is mind-blowing, staggering stuff. It is the largest ship sailing. It's going to be the largest of 250,000 plus tons. You have to remember, like, back in the day, a 70,000-ton ship was big.
That's
250,000? Yeah. 5,600 berths. So based on double occupancy, you get 5,600 people on the ship. And then there are some cabins that can be triple and quad. 7,600 passengers max.
Oh, my gosh.
Then 2,350 crew member. So the ship is ginormous. All of the ships that are in their Oasis class, which is five different ships in the Oasis class, they have neighborhoods, some of which that have seven neighborhoods. This Icon of the Seas is going to have eight neighborhoods.
Go to Google and do Icon of the Seas, and it looks like a Six Flags Great America on a boat.
It does.
It's insane.
It absolutely does. It's crazy. It 20 decks high, 20 decks high. And here again, this is not for everybody, but this is for people who the ship itself is a big part of their trip. For many people, it's really about the itinerary. They look at the itinerary, then they determine what cruise line and ship they're going to be on.
Right.
That is not the case.
Yeah, what islands do we want to go see? And then,
and I am not trying to diminish the itinerary that they've selected. It's going to be sailing out of Miami for at least the first year, and it's going to do Eastern Caribbean, which essentially is St. Martin, St. Thomas, and the perfect day at Coco Cay, which we can talk about in a minute. And then some other Eastern itineraries that are going to do St. Kitts, St. Thomas, perfect day at Coco Cay. And then Western Caribbean, which is basically Roatan, Honduras, Costa Maya, which is essentially the Mexican Riviera, and Cozumel, and a perfect day at Coco Cay.
So what is that?
So perfect day at Coco Cay is Royal Caribbean's private island. And it is remarkable. It's remarkable. They tender you off the ship, and you get off, and there is zip lining, and there is food, and there is a beach, and there is another beach, and there is a pool, and there are adventures all on perfect day at Coco Cay. So in addition to the perfect ship, you've got a perfect day at Coco Cay, but you've got to see this ship. I'm going to be on with John Mercure to Monday at 4:40, and if you want to listen as we talk about how big is too big when it comes to cruise ships, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
Because this is crazy talk.
This is, the renderings are spectacular. It's not an actual picture of the boat, but it's the renderings of it, and it's insane.
Yeah. So this is, and here again, I was on an inaugural sailing of the Allure, which was the one with the seven neighborhoods and 5,600 passengers and all that kind of thing. And I thought it was going to be horrible. They've got this down to a science. There are interactive panels throughout those ships that say, where am I and where am I going? And you press an interactive screen, and it shows you a path.
Wow.
It shows you on interactive screens how busy any given restaurant is at any given time. It's pretty remarkable. We have a question here that says, has Rose ever met Captain Kate? Nope, but I follow her on TikTok. Captain Kate is one of the few American ship captains, and she is captaining the Celebrity Beyond, which is Royal Caribbean's sister company, their big sister company. And she is an amazing captain, and I follow her on TikTok. She has a hairless cat on board. Yeah, follow her on TikTok.
One other text here says that's greater than the population of a Navy aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
We want to say this. It's not for everybody, but there are people that love that. And I could see taking a family on like that. What a blast.
All right. Tell people one more time how to get in touch with you guys.
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our website is phenomenal. FoxWorldTravel.com. There's a contact us page. That's where you can also find a travel advisor, and you can find Emily, who was with us in the first half hour.
All right. Annex Wealth Management and Money Talk coming up next on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.